We take a delve inside the gray area. We promised I want to clean up something here first. The monkey I've been referring to this morning, the proboscis monkey, correct pronunciation, proboscis.
Yeah, and I wasn't even going to say anything. I used to correct people all the time. I was a little jerk of a kid, so I've broken the habit. But I realized that I think you were talking about hibiscus.
Yeah.
Like the plant.
Yeah.
I think, like I told you, I think you were playing God, trying to combine plants and monkeys in very odd ways.
Well, the spelling, P-R-O-B-O-S-C-I-S. I mean,
yeah.
It's a logical Midwestern way to look at a word. But be careful if you're searching for proboscis and how to pronounce it, be careful the way you word it. I found that out. Proboscis, though,
yes,
is the official, the monkey that exists in Borneo is where the only part of the world it exists is Borneo.
Okay. And then so, that silly noise, do you have?
Oh, yeah, we got it right here. Yeah, that's right. And the longer I did a little investigating, my wife is a little bit worried about me that I'm a little bit obsessed with this animal. But only the male monkeys have the big nose. It's got a little flipper nose that goes up. And the older they get, the bigger the nose. The females do not have, they have a smaller nose. And, of course, the male proboscis, the larger the nose, the more attractive it is than to other female proboscis.
There's a reason it sounds like that. Imagine a beaver lifting its tail to make that sound, which you can imagine what that would be. Yeah, that's a...
And they're actually very gentle monkeys. They are not violent at all. It's illegal to have them as a pet, though, because they're endangered. There's not a lot of them left, apparently, down there.
Yeah, everybody just looks at one of these and thinks, I want one. No, yeah. No, you don't. That's a face for radio.
So the bad news is that the proboscis monkey made our picks for our NCAA contest and did better at any point than the traditional banana-eating monkey from years past was in studio. You look at the monkey's final four, Mr. Greg Gunderson. Michigan State, a 2 seed, Kansas, a 7, St. Mary's, a 7, and UCLA, a 7, and Michigan State, the 2 seed, winning it all. The monkey is going to take somebody down this year.
It's got a taste for 7 seeds, but
yeah,
clearly it's got the betting line in mind, picking the 2 seed overall for the win. That's like scarily realistic.
It is, and it's... I did some picks and then I messed it up and I had to redo it. And I was thinking, oh, it's not going to be as good because the first one had some really good teams going into the Sweet 16. And I did it again. And it was even better. The odds are catching up, folks. The monkey will take somebody down this year.
Found a smarter monkey.
There will be shaming. There will be mocking and ridiculing on the morning show, whoever the monkey finishes ahead of. I was talking last night on the phone with Mr. Mike Plemon. Our former AD here and, of course, coach at Park Falls for many years. He's doing a little golfing down in Florida, and I was talking to him about the NCAA bracket contest, which he's entering, and he just made it very clear. He said he's cheering. Mike Plemon is cheering for someone to finish behind the monkeys, so I will stop mocking and ridiculing his bracket on the air every year.
I can just picture him being so mean-spirited, too. He's just rooting for the monkey. Yeah, I can picture the scowl on his. Mike, shout out to you if you're listening.
Yeah. So today's gray area, we'll delve into the deep part of the bracket. What everybody wants to know, we're going to tell you today where all these teams are located in a Greg Gunderson NCAA, where are they quiz.
I think Gonzaga's in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so how many teams do you have here that you're going to quiz me on?
I think I've actually got like 14. Are we monkeying again?
Oh, yeah, I took the monkey down. You just had to get one grunt in there.
I think I've actually got like 14, but I think I'll pick like a select few.
Okay.
Probably 10 or so.
See how many I can get right here.
So I'm gonna skip some. You know, let's go for it. Let's start with number 8 seed Gonzaga. Where is Gonzaga? If you get the state, I'll give you some credit. But I've got city and state here for
you know,
all.
No, they've been around so long. My gut says New York, but I'm gonna go Pennsylvania on this one. Pennsylvania.
You are on the wrong coast. They're from Spokane, Washington.
Not even close.
Gonzaga is from Spokane, Washington. All right.
Over one.
We're going to go for a 9 seed. Where's Creighton? If you go to Creighton, what state is your dorm in?
Creighton.
I'll give you a weird hint. Peyton Manning would get this right.
Indiana.
Nope. Omaha. Omaha, Nebraska.
0-2.
0-2 on these. These are, I mean, like, how often do you actually ask and answer the question, where is this college? You don't have to know. Yeah. And actually, I'm looking at your, I see your ESPN on the right screen there. I'm seeing a couple of the schools are on the list that they're talking about. Let's jump over to McNeese.
McNeese State.
Where's McNeese?
McNeese, Louisiana.
You actually got that one. Hey. You get the ding on that one.
That was That's a lot
in,
of luck.
In Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right.
We're going to go with three names with some gravitas. If you go to Vanderbilt, you live in?
Tennessee.
Oh, crap. We found the ones you know.
All right. Two and two.
Let's hop over to Xavier.
Xavier.
Where's Xavier?
I believe Ohio.
Yep. Okay. We got a streak. We're All building. Right. He's heating
Three
up.
Three in a row, baby. I'm hot.
He's heating up. We gotta swap it up here. Let's go over to Ball State.
Indiana. Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't it?
No. You're right. I'm saying oh, no, because I'm getting undone here. I thought I had you there. All right. How about Robert Morris?
Robert Morris. Oh, I had a girlfriend in high school. Her brother's name was Robert Morris. Robert.
That's definitely going to help.
I'm going to go New York on that.
Ooh, nope. The streak ends. They're in Pennsylvania. Moon Township, Pennsylvania.
Township, Pennsylvania.
I don't know. If you've heard of Moon Township, you probably are Robert Morris. Right,
4-3. I'm feeling good about that.
All right. Let's round it out with one chance to redeem yourself after your hot streak went cold. I got one more for you. Where is Wofford?
Wofford.
No pressure. You decide how much time you have to answer this question. Where is the Woff?
Oh, these are ones that have been in the tournament before, and I should know it. I'm gonna go Pennsylvania on that one, too.
Nope, I'm afraid you keep it cold. Spartanburg, South Carolina. I've got one bonus one for you, one final chance to redeem yourself.
All right.
Another single namer.
This is the one. I'm 4-4.
This is the decider.
This is whether I'm highly intelligent or not.
A 15 seed this year.
Don't give me Bryant. Don't you dare give me Bryant.
I saw it
on the screen.
I was going for Bryant from the get-go.
I was
going
to say, if you give me Bryant, I am so lost. So lost. Bryant.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I don't think they've ever been in the tournament, have they?
Tell me about Bryant, Joel.
Let's see.
Because I don't know about him either. I got the paper telling me.
I'm going to, let's see. I was thinking of a great basketball state. North Carolina's got too many schools. Can't be North Carolina. I'm going to go Texas.
Oh, nope. Missed by a mile. 4-5 for Joel today. Bryant is in Smithfield, Rhode Island.
What the heck? Rhode Island doesn't get to have a team in, and Minnesota doesn't. Come on. You're not going to
get that one wrong next year. We've got some easy ones on here. Clemson's here. I've got Baylor. Mm-hmm. I've got Liberty. I've got Lipscomb. I should have gone for Lipscomb. Huh? They're in Nashville.
Oh, Nashville.
They're in Nashville. There's a couple in Tennessee down there, but no, these are I knew none of these. I like Clemson. I'm aware of, but that's about it. Like, Baylor is in Waco, Texas. Who knows that offhand?
Yeah, it's just, it used to be like when the Gonzagas came out at first, you just like, well, and then the Richmond Spiders came out. But now it's like 10 or 15 of the 64 teams, you're like, what the heck is that? I saw an abbreviation for one of them, like NIEU or something like that. I don't even know what that college that is. I don't know.
Thank you for that chuckle. I was looking at Bryant and I thought, I have no real feel for which of these are obscure or not. You know, I thought I was picking good ones earlier when you got your four in a row, and I thought, uh-oh.
Well, you pointed out the fact that I had ESPN on the TV here, and at that point I looked over and I saw 15 seed Bryant, and I'm like, oh crap, it's coming. He's coming with Bryant eventually, and I have no idea what that is.
If they upset the Monkey, I'm going to be so happy. They're up for Michigan State today, it looks like.
All right, you got your picks in yet?
No, I don't. I've got work to do, like, immediately. You got until 11 o'clock.
Yes, get your brackets in. You'll be competing against Gray. Our midday guy, Mike McKay, is going to turn in a bracket. I'm trying to get DJ Rick to turn one in, but he's, like, in Mexico or something like that. So
You can compete against me. I'm the Bunny Hill of bracket challenges. If you beat me, then you've got to start.
All right, good luck, everybody. Thank you, Gray.